Eve here. This is a delicious act of rebellion against the flock implementation of the surveillance state. Even better, not only is it on its face legal, but could be copied in communities with similar fact sets. What if anything local officials do, no doubt with flock trying to steer the response, will be telling. The sound measure would be an action so as to minimize exposure of the fact that the flock camera were still up snooping after their supposed inactivation date. But tinpot tyrants can't brook any challenge to their authority, so they may be so dumb as to tangle with a tar baby. By Benjamin Bardi, author of Broken English Teacher. Notes from Exile, Practices Independent, Scorched Earth Journalism from Bangkok. Originally published at Armageddon Prose. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave, and hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Mark Twain. The patriot's name is Jevon Martinez, known to social media as John von Thechamp. Viacob 4. Bernalillo County Sheriff's deputies took a man into custody Wednesday after he showed up outside their headquarters with multiple flock cameras in the back of his pickup truck. Authorities arrested Jevon Martinez for damaging flock cameras in Rio Rancho in May. Then, Wednesday, he posted video on social media appearing to show him driving around Albuquerque and taking down automated license plate readers once again. In those videos, he comments that since the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office ended its contract with Flock last month, those cameras should no longer be out on the streets asterisk. Just for the record, I am not stealing these. I am not destroying them. I am simply returning them to the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department, he said in one video. Martinez, who goes by John von Thechamp on social media, said his issue isn't with BCSO, but rather with Flock, whose automated license plate readers have become a major topic of controversy around the country. The cameras can track locations and store identifying information about your vehicle, and there have been concerns police have been using the cameras for personal matters such as tracking former romantic partners. Is this a crime? I don't think so. Neither does the public. I'm just liberating my people from tyranny, said Martinez in a video posted to social media. The service that Mr. Martinez was providing to the city of Albuquerque in the county of Bernalillo was simply to return the already decommissioned flock cameras, which he artfully terms tyranny trees, to police headquarters in order to have them packed and shipped back to flock in an orderly manner. Albuquerque man takes it upon himself to remove flock cameras from around town, deposit them at sheriff's office for processing pick. Twitter.com/8f61x8qwwm. Thomas Paine reloaded TM at Ben Bardi, September 7, 2026. Via futurism, emphasis added. Weeks after Bernalillo County officials canceled their contract with the controversial surveillance company Flock earlier this year, Martinez noticed the automatic license plate readers, ALPRs, were still up. In a series of videos posted on social media and flagged by Cob4, Martinez filmed himself tearing the camera towers down in order to return them to their rightful owners. Since Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department is busy, I know BCSO is busy. Everyone who works for BCSO, I know you guys are busy, so I went ahead and helped you out, Martinez says while driving his pickup truck, the bed of which is notably full of ALPR parts. We got a bunch of these bad boys, he says in another video, showing off a truck bed stuffed to the brim with tower parts. Let's see how much I can get in one day. That's gonna be the challenge for everyone out there. Playing the helpful citizen, Martinez drove his literal truckload of ALPR bits directly to the sheriff's department, where he was promptly taken into custody. Related, data center resistance risks Ohio Senate race, warns internal GOP memo. As Harrison Smith of the entity formerly known as InfoWars noted in his coverage, even after municipalities cancel their flock contracts, the company's modus operandi is to leave the cameras up so that the company can continue the mass surveillance anyway, presumably compiling and selling that data to anyone willing to pay for it. A client list that almost surely includes domestic intelligence agencies and probably foreign ones as well. At the end of the day, shadowy tech companies probably incubated by the CIA flock selling everyone's data to anyone with the cash, even geopolitical foes who hate America and Americans, is just another way to say free market. Let's not get all communist. After all, the oligarchs offshored all the manufacturing years ago. Warrantless AI mass surveillance, along with weapons manufacturing and wanton Wall Street gambling, is the only thing really propping up the stock market at this point. Related, U.S. corporate profit margins surge to all-time apex. Because we're under the jackboot of anarcho-tyranny, whereas in a sane world this guy would be given a medal, or at least a pat on the back, for cleaning up the artifacts of oppression littering the Albuquerque streets, he'll instead be prosecuted and probably get jail time. As I've argued before, as radical as it might sound to normies, the social contract, in its current form, in 2026, however legitimate it might or might not have been at some point in the idealized past, is 100% a spook fantasy sold to the rubes to keep them pacified long enough until the digital gulag doors clink closed and their totalitarian control no longer hinges on pretending that the social contract exists. If the law doesn't apply to the Epstein class or George Soros, feral inner city pets who get to run wild through the streets with impunity because the DA he installed won't prosecute them for stabbing random white people on public transportation, then why should we pretend that it applies to you and me? Related. AG Pam Bondi. Still unreleased Epstein files to be redacted for national security. Once you realize that the government would classify America's founding fathers as domestic terrorists, if they were alive today, the milestone we're at on the road to totalitarian hell gets a little clearer pick. Twitter. @ettvjpoct. Armageddon Prose @ArmageddonProse. September 5, 2026. It might be wise first to go around putting a canvas or some other heavy-duty bag over those cameras once they are decommissioned so that they can see nothing and not able to be used. If they are not being used, then there is no harm or damage being done and nobody will object. Of course, if those bags are removed, the next step is to replace them and set up a video camera to record exactly who is removing those bags for those decommissioned flock cameras. And if it turns out to be some local police or sheriffs, then they may have some splainin' to do.